It's time for Sports Talk on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. Sports Talk is brought to your way this morning by Fairfield Memorial Hospital, Wainwright Propane, Fairfield National Bank, Fairfield Printing and Graphics, Fairfield Save-A-Lot, the Fairfield Banking Company, Bonds Tire, People's National Bank, United Mutual Insurance, and Citizens National Bank.
And a good Saturday morning to you. 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. I'm Derek Dunn. It's time for Sports Talk here. We got a busy Saturday, December 7th. Busy day today here on the show. We'll talk both boys and girls basketball. We'll kick things off here with Friday scores from around the area and region. And taking a look here at our local sports scores. Last night in high school boys basketball action, it was Wayne City topping Grayville in Midland Trail Conference action 100-40. Edwards County defeated Sisney 48-41. It was El Dorado defeating Gallatin County in non-conference play 56-38. At the Goreville Invitational, it was Hardin County over Johnston City 57-43. Goreville defeated Hamilton County 92-61. At the Carlisle Kaskaskian Classic, it was the Greenville Comets over the Flora Wolves, 51-43. Carlisle, the host, they topped Hillsboro, 60-39. At the DuCoin Tip-Off Classic, Cairo defeated Carmite White County, 57-41. High school girls basketball action, it was Fairfield over Hopkins County, Kentucky Central, 56-43. In the NBA, it was Detroit narrowly beating Indiana, 108-101, and Golden State defeated Chicago in a close one, a nail-biter, 100-98. In the NHL, the St. Louis Blues, they had the night off last night, but it was Chicago over the New Jersey Devils, 2-1 in a shootout. We'll go over the sports schedule later on, and you're listening to 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Coming up, we'll hear from Rebecca Brinkman, who is coaching the Edwards County 7th grade girls basketball team. They got a big game today. Also, we'll hear from Tanya Conrad and Jonathan Hinton. Coming up, we'll have We'll also have Jim Corona here. He is the head coach of the Wayne City Indians, and Indians off to a great start of the season. And plenty more here on Sports Talk on this Saturday morning on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com.
Pain is the symptom, not the disease. The Spine and Pain Center of Fairfield Memorial Hospital can help you with pain management procedures offered, including nerve blocks, epidural injections, and more. They also offer treatment for acute and chronic pain. Don't let pain hold you back. Schedule an appointment with the Spine and Pain Center of Fairfield Memorial Hospital, 842-2082. Visit fairfieldmemorial.org/pain for more information.
Don't wake up in the cold. Time now to get your propane tank filled. Call Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods and get a service call today. A full tank means a warm home. Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods. Call 842-3940 for quick and professional service. And don't forget, we're the place to shop and buy your weapons for hunting and personal protection. That's Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods, 1423 West Main in Fairfield, 8 to 5 weekdays, Saturdays 8 to noon.
You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn here with you in the WFIW studios on a Saturday, December 7th. Well, the Edwards County Panthers 7th grade girls basketball team, they'll be playing at the 7-2A state tournament this morning. They'll be playing at 11:30 against Springfield Calvary. Now, if the Panthers win that one, they will actually advance to play at 5:30 over there at Paris. So possibly two games today for Coach Rebecca Brinkman and her girls. And I got to look at the team. I broadcasted the sectional at Effingham at St. Anthony Junior High School at Goff Gymnasium earlier this week. This was back on Wednesday. Spoke with Coach Rebecca Brickman. This was following the Panthers' win over the Stewarts and Strasburg Comets.
Hey, Coach Rebecca Brickman here. I want to stand up for a moment here, Coach, and been sitting here for the past hour, but Coach, congratulations on the win here tonight. I want to say I thought the second quarter was huge. You know, Stu Strauss did not score a point in that second quarter, but I thought the defense for your Panthers basketball team really clamped down on them.
Yes, they did. They did really good in that second quarter. That's actually the best first half we've played in a long time. Usually our first half is real rough, and we come out in the second half, and it switched this time. We were real good in the first half and not so good. Second half, we struggled a little bit.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, when you look back on it, I mean, it was 6-6 after one quarter.
Yes.
And then in the second quarter, I think you probably told your team, if there's a way we can play better defensively, I thought Goering did a good job down low on the rebounding, on the glass, also Bishop as well.
Yes. Well, I told them, I said, when St. Ledger and Emmy aren't in there together, someone else needs a rebound. And I told Bishop that she's my next best rebounder, so she needs to get in there and get that backside, and she get a lot of putbacks. And finally, she started listening to me, and she got a few putbacks, but it took a while for her to listen to me.
Also, too, I thought, what a way to start off with the second half. It really came out on fire, I thought.
Yes, they did. And that's, like I said, second half is usually our half. So I wasn't too worried if they would come out, but holding the lead is what I was really afraid of, especially when they hit a few shots down there. I was like, oh, man, we're going to have to fight to keep in this game, but they stayed with it and they kept making shots, and so I'm really proud of the girls for having one seventh grader out there and the rest are sixth graders. I'm pretty impressed with them. And I have another seventh grader on the bench, but for the most part, they're mostly sixth graders, and I'm pretty impressed, pretty proud of them.
I was going to say too, was in that fourth quarter we saw Stu Strauss, the Comets, especially toward the end of that fourth quarter, start to employ that full court pressure defense, and that really threw your team, kind of gave them some problems a little bit.
Well, it did, because most teams don't press us, because usually a lot of our scores have been up a lot that most teams don't pressure us, so we haven't really seen a lot of press, and that kind of threw us for a loop, because we practice it, but we don't see it much. And we don't really see a lot of man-to-man press. Usually it's a zone press.
Yeah.
So that got us a little flustered. And also, I think wanting to win kind of was like, oh, they're pressing. So, But they held it together.
Well, congratulations again here. I thought Alice Robb did a great job tonight. I had her down with 12 points. What I liked about Alice was she was able to penetrate and just go right into the heart of the defense for Stu Strauss.
Oh, yeah. She's really good at that. And that's why I told him. I said, listen, they're packing it in. They don't want my number 15, which is Goering, to get that ball. She's my tallest one out there. And I was like, they're in a 2-3 zone, so they're not going to want you to get it in there. I was like, so you guards are just going to have to dribble drive. And Alice, that's all she practices is that dribble drive and those layups, and she's gotten really good at them. I'm pretty impressed with her.
Well, Coach, I know that you're going to be going to Paris.
Yeah, we are.
Paris, Illinois.
I know, but that's still exciting.
Yeah, but sometimes I think of like Paris, France a little bit.
Oh, but, yes.
But Paris, Illinois, though, at the high school, I know you're going to be taking on the winner of the Central A&M Sectional,
yes,
which is either Springfield, Calvary, or Decatur, Dennis. That game is still going on this time, so I have not heard who the winner is going to be. But I know it does play actually at 11:30 Saturday morning.
Yes.
And, but also, we got to talk about the crowd here.
Great crowd for us. The last few games, the student body has really supported these girls, and I'm very happy with them. But tonight I had to tell them, like, listen, when I call a timeout or when there's a timeout, I really need you guys to be quiet so I can talk to my girls. And they did a very good job this time. So, yeah, the fan base this year, I'm really impressed with it.
Especially the students. I loved seeing the students come out here as well. Some of them made the trip up here to
yes.
F&M.
Yeah, they brought a fan bus from both Albin and West Salem. So I think that helps the girls. They feed off that energy, and the boys from both schools and the kids from both schools, they really get into it, and I think it really helps the girls play their best.
Coach, congratulations again on the win here tonight, and again, emerged victorious over Stewarts and Strasburg, 14-1 overall of the season.
Yeah, it's exciting. I'm pretty impressed with this group.
All right, well, Coach, thank you very much for coming up here. Again, congratulations on the win tonight, and good luck to you and the girls at Paris this Saturday, all right?
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Again, that was head coach Rebecca Brinkman, assistant coach Christy St. Ledger. Christy down there talking to the players. So, Coach, thank you again.
And that was head coach Rebecca Brinkman of the Edwards County Panthers basketball team, the seventh graders. And you can listen to the game here. Going to be playing at 11:30 this morning up there at Paris High School in Paris, Illinois. Be taking on Springfield Calvary. Springfield Calvary, actually 19-8 overall. Edwards County 14-1. That game can be heard on WOKZ 105.9, also through NetworkOneSports.com. And the broadcast will be sponsored by Citizens National Bank of Albion. Well, still to come here, we're going to hear from a couple of girls' high school basketball coaches. I got the chance to talk to Tanya Conrad of the Fairfield Lady Mules and Coach Jonathan Hinton over there at Edwards County as the Lady Mules and Lady Lions, they battled against each other Thursday night. It was a pretty exciting game, and it came down to the final shot just right before the end of the regulation buzzer. So stay tuned for that. It's coming up here on Sports Talk. We'll also hear from head coach Jim Corona of Wayne City. 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. This is Sports Talk.
Tis the season for Christmas cheer. F&B invites you to join us for the annual Fairfield Christmas Parade on Saturday, December 7th. F&B employees will be giving away free hot chocolate starting at 4:30 to help keep you warm throughout the parade. Just look for our tent on the north side of the Fairfield building. Can't make it? Tune in to WFIW for a live broadcast of the parade, sponsored by F&B. We hope to see you there. Member FDIC.
Are you looking for a way to promote your business? Fairfield Printing and Graphics is the place for you. Customized shirts, hats, cups, signs, and banners. If you can dream it, they can print it. Fairfield Printing and Graphics is your one-stop spot for promotional printing. They have a graphic designer on staff that will work with you to get the look that you want. Visit Fairfield Printing and Graphics at 5 Williamson Drive or give Wayne a call at 618-842-4048.
Swing by the Fairfield Save A Lot and take advantage of these great deals. 10-pound bag of russet potatoes, $2.99. Assorted varieties of Mantia's frozen pizzas, $5 for $10. Grippo's Big Box Barbecue Chips, $5.99. And Jumbo Extra Sweet Pineapples, $2 for $3. Prices mentioned are good through Saturday. Good food, great people, great prices at your Save A Lot store on West Main Street in Fairfield. You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn here with you. Well, I had an exciting girls' high school basketball game in Black Diamond Conference East action on Thursday night that we broadcast here on 104.9 between the Fairfield Lady Mules and the Edwards County Lady Lions. And got the chance to talk to both Tanya Conrad of the Fairfield Lady Mules and Edwards County Coach Jonathan Hinton following their game on Thursday. So, good to be hearing both interviews here. Here is, first off, I was going to start off with Coach Tanya Conrad, followed by Jonathan Hinton.
You're listening to 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. I'm Derek Dunn, joined here by head coach Tanya Conrad of the Fairfield Lady Mules. And, Coach, going in, boy, this gym, you just never know what's going to happen. It was a close game. At first, you guys led by 10 after one quarter, but Edwards kind of just kept hanging around. They took the lead briefly early in the fourth quarter, but your girls responded, got the lead back, and they never looked back.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but I was a little disappointed in our defensive effort tonight. That's one thing that we've been doing a lot of good things, and we just wouldn't get extended and get out there and guard their guards and take the three away from them, because that's their strength, and we didn't do a good job of taking that away. We didn't handle the ball extremely well at times tonight as well. So, like I said, I got a young ball club, and I'm proud of them, but we got things that we still got to work on and still got to fix.
Edwards County, in that third quarter alone, all field goals were by way of the three ball. You talked about that.
Yeah, that's all they were making, and we kept talking to the girls about getting out, and we're just hesitant to get out there, you know, yet, because we're afraid we're going to get beat off the bounce. But, you know, that was what we wanted, for them to have to play off the bounce. And like I said, our girls just, they got to adjust quicker, but they're young. And like I said, we're continuing to work and, you know, work hard.
I thought Leah Bowers did a great job down low, but also Valerie Dagg down the stretch in that fourth quarter, four huge points for her.
Yeah, she steps up. Val's been stepping up, you know, a lot in the games. She's letting the game come to her a little bit more, getting more confident. She does a lot of good things for us. She brings a great energy off the bench, and
and does a lot of good things guarding in the post. And then also she's starting to get in her feel and getting her touch around the rim. And like I said, Leah's an excellent player for us, and she's huge for us inside out. So getting her in there and getting some touches inside, but just also we've got to get her touches outside too and start getting her shot to fall a bit for her and get that confidence back for her.
Well, hey, you know, tonight you guys get the win here. You're going down to Kentucky, back in your roots.
Oh, yeah, headed down to Kentucky tomorrow night to play two great ball clubs. And like I said, we've got to bring a better game than we brought tonight. But like I said, I think the girls will step up. And like I said, they're ready to go down there, and they enjoy that trip. And I think it'll be a fun trip, and I think it'll get us some more key stuff that we got to work on, but it also help us to continue to get better playing that competition down there.
Real quick, have you heard any more information about the Fairfield Christmas Tournament, the Merry Mule Tournament? That's coming up too.
Yes, we've got that schedule. We sent that schedule out to all the schools. We got 12 teams in that tournament. Actually, my JV kids are actually going to play in that tournament this year. AJ had to get out, so we put our JV team. So all the Lady Mules are going to be playing in that Merry Mule Tournament, which will again be good for our girls to get some more quarters in so that they're getting some more touches with the basketball.
Hey, Coach, congratulations on the win. 7-1 overall. Great start to the young season. Let's keep it going, all right?
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Coach. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
Coach Tanya Conrad of the Fairfield Lady Mules. Here's Coach Jonathan Hinton. He'll stand up here real quick. We'll grab a few words with him. There you go, Jonathan. Sorry about that. And Jonathan, boy, what a game it was. I mean, it was a 10-point deficit for your Lady Lions after one quarter of play. I told this to Coach Conrad. You guys just kept hanging around. You finally got the offense going. Third quarter, you guys were hitting the threes. All of your field goals in the third quarter were by way of the three ball. The fourth, you had the lead briefly, but Fairfield responded, but a gallant effort by your Lady Lions.
Yeah, I couldn't be up. I'm not upset at all. We played very hard. We played pretty well, and they can get out and guard all five around a lot better than a lot of teams that we play. And we know that we're going to shoot a lot of threes, but we're going to hit some eventually and always keep us in the game. And fortunately, our defense was really good tonight compared to most nights. That's a really good basketball team. But our defense was good enough, it kept us in the game, and when we did finally start hitting, we had a chance.
Isabel Shepherd did a great job in the game here. She actually did not start, but she actually came off the bench and provided some nice scoring punch.
She does. She does a very good job. Freshman coming off the bench. She's growing into the team at high school. I mean, as you'd expect, freshman a little bit shy at first and don't want to, but when she figures out that she can play with them, she's going to add to the team quite a bit, like she did tonight.
I know Jenna Schnepper was battling a little bit of foul trouble early in the game, but she did a good job of not getting, you know, that, you know, she had four fouls at the end, but
yep.
Be able to play with two fouls, kind of risky, but she did a good job.
She did. And you saw when we took her out, our offense struggled a little bit. That's something we'll work on and practice more. So I had to get her back out there, and she did a good job at not fouling the rest of the game through.
You told me before the game that rebounding was a key issue tonight. I thought your girls did a good job rebounding.
They did, especially, I mean, we're always going to be smaller, but we showed a lot of heart tonight, and I was very proud of them. Like I said, couldn't be upset. They did everything I asked for them. We had some free throw opportunity to win at the end. That's all we can ask for.
I had you guys for 2 out of 8 from the charity stripe, something that you may need to improve it.
Yeah, we need to work on that. We struggled with it a couple games ago, and then we practiced quite a bit, and then we did really well, 17 for 24 against Wayne City in double overtime the other day. Practiced again, and just tonight, I think their aggressive defense kind of got to us, and our shooters never really got going.
Talk about Kayla Nelson here for a moment. You know, she didn't score in the first half, but she was able to kind of get those threes going in the second half and almost had the game, almost tied it up right there.
Yeah,
at the end.
She had chances, and that's something she does. When she shoots, she struggles a little bit, but once she hits one, they're going to flow.
So, Coach, what's coming up for you on the horizon? I know you guys are going to be participating in the Merry Mule Tournament over at Fairfield.
Yep.
It's coming up later on this month, but what's your games prior to that?
We got a couple tough ones coming up at home next week, Newton and Mount Carmel both. Neither one of them is going to be very easy, and we hope to do a similar thing tonight. Stick around as long as we can and see what happens at the end.
By the way, Assistant Coach Rebecca Brinkman, you know, last night, the 7th grade ball team, they won sectionals at Effingham St. Anthony. They're playing it. Stayed on Saturday over at Paris High School, and what's it like to see the Edwards County Panthers succeed?
Oh, it's fantastic. The environment that those girls have down there, 8th grade, 7th grade, 6th grade, and we do some stuff for the younger ones when we can. Just the environment is something that it hasn't been for a long time, and if we can keep growing it, I think we'll stay competitive like that for a long time to come.
And they might be playing for you in the future.
Now, let's hope. I mean, I think there's 13 sixth graders, something like that. Yeah. So that's more than I got on my whole team. So, yeah, I hope they come around, stick around. I could use some numbers.
All right. Well, Coach, and best of luck to you here for the rest of the way here. We'll catch up with you down the road, and good luck to you in the next few games, also the Mary Mule Tournament.
Appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
That's Jonathan Hinton of the Edwards County Lady Lions basketball team here.
And that was, you heard from head coach Tanya Conrad of the Fairfield Lady Mules, and also Jonathan Hinton of the Edwards County Lady Lions, as both teams battled it out on a Thursday night. An exciting game. Again, went down to the final shot just right before the end of the regulation buzzer sounded here, but it was a great basketball action in the Black Diamond Conference East. Hey, coming up, we'll hear from Kevin Bowen of the Cisneer Runner Lions. Also, Russ Gerlach of the Edwards County Lions are coming up. And also hear from head coach Jim Corona of the Wayne City Indians. The Indians have a solid team this year. They're off to a great start. And also, the Conrad Alvin Holiday Tournament, the schedule for that has been released. I'll announce that later on as well. You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com.
Seasons change, people change, financial needs change. This is Anthony Vaughn, your ag and commercial lender at Fairfield Banking Company. As your bank, we're here to see you through those changes and to make sure your accounts reflect the seasons of your life. Our staff is ready to help you make the changes necessary to ensure that your financial needs are being taken care of. Stop in and see me at the Fairfield Banking Company. We're the hometown banks, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Vaughn's Tire is ready to help you before it's too late with all your tire and battery needs. They have every kind of tire from a lawnmower to those big old tractor tires. If you want car tires, they have a large selection of brand name tires, and if you need batteries, they have them also. No matter what your tire needs are, they have you covered at Vaughn's Tire. Vaughn's Tire is located in Fairfield, south on Route 45, across from Casey's. Give them a call today, 842-3500.
You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Had an exciting ball game last night. This was a non-conference game, but it's always been a pretty good battle between both Edwards County and Cisney Boys High School Hoops. And Edwards County took on Cisney last night, and Edwards County won over Cisney in a close one. So, Dave Rigg, we had the game on WOKZ 105.9, and he chatted with Cisney coach Kevin Bowen and Edwards County coach Russ Gerlach after the game. So what we'll do is, coming up, we'll have Kevin Bowen first, followed by Russ Gerlach.
One heck of a basketball game here tonight.
Yeah, it was a close game, and I think both coaches probably agree it was pretty ugly at times. I think it was about an 8-minute stretch where I don't know if anybody scored.
Well, it was tied at halftime, 20 apiece.
Yeah, it was.
Now, the way I could not find any more than just four scores for your team. Had you just played four games so far this season?
We played, we're 1-3.
One and three. So, really, I'm guessing that you're still in a phase where you're trying to find out what kind of team you've got, what the players can do and what they can't do.
Yeah, we know kind of what they can do. We just have to do a better job of executing. Our offense right now is really stagnant. We're not moving without the basketball. We're not setting screens. And if we don't do that, we're not going to be very effective. And when you saw that tonight, you know, I mean, we had how many possessions were there? We call empty possessions where nothing positive happens. We've got to get better, and that's kind of what we talked about with the kids. We've got to go back to practice and work on getting better on the offensive end.
Well, I'll tell you what, you might have lost the ball game, but your team impressed me, Kevin, especially that little point guard, Jesse Milner. That boy is not very big, but he is one whale of a basketball player.
Well, thanks. Appreciate that. I think we got a lot of kids that play hard. Hopefully, we'll kind of figure things out.
Well, he's not the only one that I would want to but he stood out because, you know, he was one of your leading scorers. Well, in fact, he was your leading scorer with 13 points. But in addition to the scoring, I mean, he made several good assist passes out there and made several steals. He was all over the court.
Yeah, he did a very good job. Now, you know, he's quick. He's not very big, as you mentioned. So, fortunately, He's been gifted with some athletic ability and some quickness, and he uses that. And we just got to do a better job of kind of complimenting him a little bit.
And he has a good compliment out there on the guard spot in this Jace Hatcher, who scored 8 points tonight. But he also is fast out there on the court.
Yeah. Jace does a good job. And Jace is I brag on him because he competes, plays hard. You know, both those guys are undersized, so they've got to give everything they have, and they do that, which is unfortunate we weren't able to pull it out.
And the guys in your front court, Gavin Featherling, he scores 12 points tonight. He was a force under the boards.
Yeah, Gavin, you know, honestly didn't shoot the ball very well. He's a pretty good shooter, you know, in practice. He does a pretty good job of making shots, and I feel like we put him in some tough spots. And tonight he just didn't shoot the ball very well. But, you know, part of it is when you play a physical basketball team, you've got to get used to playing in that climate, you know, and I don't think we were tonight. It kind of affected us. You know, Evers County plays a 2A schedule for the most part.
Right.
And, you know, those type of games they're used to, and we are not. And I think that showed tonight.
Yeah. Well, the other two guys in the front court, Connor Brack and Brendan Potter, although they didn't score a lot, Brack got 6, according to my scorebook, and Potter 2. But they also did a good job, I think, under the boards there, giving Edwards County's bigger men a tough battle for rebounds.
Yeah, you know, that kind of with our size, they know that's part of the responsibility is they got to rebound. So we try and preach rebound by committee because everybody's got to get involved.
Okay, what's coming up now for your team here in the next week or so? Where are you going to be playing next?
We're home Tuesday night against Wayne City, who's a good basketball team. We have them on our homecoming game on that Tuesday. And then Friday we go to Oblong. And then Saturday with the Wayne City tournament with Grayville.
I'm not positive, but I think WOKZ is going to broadcast that game Tuesday night.
Okay. All right.
So
yeah,
anyway.
Good.
But, Coach, I know you guys lost the game, but not by much, 48-41. But I'll tell you, I was impressed. You've got a scrappy team there. And I'll tell you, another thing that impressed me is the number of Sisney fans that came out to back the Lions here tonight.
Yeah, you know what? We travel pretty well for a small school. 117 kids in the school. When we travel, we go somewhere, our fans do a great job supporting us.
And I assume you're going to be playing in the Conrad Allen Holiday Tournament again?
Yes, that's where we are on Saturday, a week from tomorrow.
Well, I'll tell you what, based on what I saw here tonight, you're going to be a force in that tournament. I think you're going to have a good season, Kevin. I know it's early in the season. You've only played, five games. And it's still early in the season. You're still trying to find out what team you got. But I think the Sisney fans are going to enjoy watching Sisney basketball this year again.
Well, we hope so.
Yeah. Oh, sorry about that.
That's all right.
I didn't realize I was on right now.
We're back. Yeah, we're back here. Now we got Coach.
Apologize for the dead air there.
No, no problem here. I was playing the spot back in the studio,
okay.
So no dead air there. For us, this was one whale of a basketball game here tonight.
It was definitely exciting. I don't know if it was the greatest played game, but it was definitely exciting being a close game all the way through. You know, I was a little worried a couple times that we were going to unfortunately find a way to lose it, but we hung tough and made some plays down the stretch and, you know, took care of the basketball we needed to, made a ton of free throws tonight, really happy with that. And, you know, always nice to come out with the win against Sisney. I told Coach Bowen after the game, I hate playing them because, you know, they're going to play hard all night.
Right.
It doesn't matter if they're the most talented team or the worst team, they're going to play you hard,
right,
start to finish, and, you know, just a little worried about that.
Well, I'll tell you what I am happy about. I mean, that game at Bridgeport last Saturday, I mean, that was a sloppy game. A lot of turnovers, a lot of bad passes, and I didn't see very much of that tonight by the Edwards County Lions.
We
cleaned the game up.
We changed our offense a little bit, obviously, and, you know, I think we had moving screens count as turnovers, so unfortunately our turnover count was high, but I told the coaching staff I was just happy we're willing to screen because, you know, I think the last time I was on the radio, I really complained about our toughness and how we had none, and if we're willing to set a moving screen, I think our toughness level's going up. So, you know, I saw guys fighting and battling, diving on the floor tonight.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You know, like you said, it wasn't the prettiest game ever played, but it was definitely a lot more toughness, a lot more grit, and I'm proud of the effort and the, you know, maybe lost our composure a little bit a couple times, but overall pretty happy with everything.
Well, at times this almost resembled a football game scrambling for a loose football. I don't know how many times there was a loose ball on the floor and both teams piling up to get it.
Absolutely, and that's something that when you play against Sisney, you know that they're going to do it, and you've got to be willing to do it too, or you're not going to win. And we did it tonight. I I saw multiple guys on the floor different times, you know, selling out, sacrificing their body. And, you know, it's what it takes to be a good team, whether you're playing Sisney or anybody else on the schedule.
Right. Now, I was just here last night and watched you practice, and it was obvious to me that after last Saturday's game, that it appeared to me anyway, that you were going back to some of the basics and try to clean up some of the things that we committed Saturday, and it apparently paid off here tonight.
Well, as I say, this is going to sound like I'm making excuses, but this summer I thought we played pretty good with the offense we were running. We were spreading the ball the floor out. We were driving, kicking, getting to the basket, and I was really happy with it, and I thought it looked good in practice. And then against Grayville, it didn't look that good. And then over, obviously, the tournament, it didn't. I felt like we froze, whether it was the guy with the ball froze, the guys that should have been cutting froze, and it wasn't pretty at all. It was honestly, it was awful.
Right.
So the coaching staff got together, and, you know, we kind of decided what we wanted to try, and, we put it in on, like, Monday. I put in just a little bit, no defense, before we watched film. That was maybe the most important thing we've done all year, was we spent almost an hour and a half watching game film, and I just showed them, you know, this is what you guys are doing wrong, especially on defense. You know, people are driving and we're jumping out of the way. Shot goes up and we're not boxing out. Just, you know, a lot of the little things that, you know, for lack of a better word, I felt like we were being soft about. And I said, this is what we're doing wrong. We've got to fix. And I feel like they tried to fix them in practice, but we had the best 3 days we've had in a long time. And I feel like they tried to fix them in the game. Obviously, it wasn't always perfect, but the effort level was much higher.
Coach, we were tied 20-20 at halftime, but the Lions got, I think, the win here in the second half by the three-point shooting and the free throw shooting.
Well, you know, Alex stepped up and made three there.
Right.
In a row. You know, we hit a bunch of free throws in the second half. I don't know. I know we were 14 for 18 total. It's great to shoot 78% from the line. But in the fourth quarter, it felt like we made almost everything but one of them, or the lane violations. Actually, if you take away one or two lane violations, we could make one more.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, when they turned up the pressure, we had a little bit of trouble because, you know, we don't have guys that are still used to that. They're getting used to it, but they're still not quite ready for it yet. And, you know, we'll get there. I'm pretty happy tonight, and I know it's going to be tough the rest of the year. It's going to sound like another excuse, but there's not a cupcake on our schedule.
No.
But, you know, we'll get back to work tomorrow morning, get some weights in, and watch some film and get some shooting in, and then get ready next week for, Flora and Hamco.
Yeah, and those will be tough battles.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and next week we'll get to start the three games, so we'll have fresh soft at 5:15, JV 6:15, the varsity after. Actually, our fresh soft goes to play their first game at Newton on Monday. So, it's going to be a busy 2 weeks before we get to Christmas break at El Dorado.
Well, Russ, another thing that I was happy about here tonight was, after the big losses last weekend in the Capital Classic, tonight we still had a big crowd out here to root for the Edwards County Lions, so we didn't lose our fans after those lopsided losses last weekend.
Well, I guess you're correct. Obviously, being a home game helps, but, we always appreciate the crowd. We've always had a good following. I think Edwards County sports year in and year out has just as good a crowd as anybody else. You know, for our size of school, we've got a pretty good-sized gym.
Right.
So sometimes it doesn't necessarily look full, but there are still a lot of people here. So we appreciate that. And I think they were, you know, it may not have been the prettiest basketball game, but they were definitely treated a great effort by our kids. And that's the big thing is if we can pick up the effort, we can fix a lot of the sloppiness as the season goes on.
Okay, so next Tuesday night we go to Flora, right?
Correct.
And so, Coach, congratulations on a big win here tonight over Sisney, and hope we get to talk to you again Tuesday night after another big win over Flora by the Edwards County Lions.
Let's sure hope so. Thank you very much.
All right, that's head coach Russ Gerlach.
And you just heard Coach Kevin Bowen of the Sisney Red Lions first, followed by Coach Russ Gerlach, as Dave Rigg interviewed them following their game last night, in which Edwards County defeated Sisney. Close game, actually. Right there between both schools. It was a non-conference game, but it's always been a pretty good pretty good battles between Edwards County and Sisney over the years. Final score of that one was 48-41. Hey, coming up, we got one more coach we're going to hear from, and this is Jim Corona. He is the head coach over there at the Wayne City Indians, and Wayne City off to a great start of the season. Only loss was to Christopher Turkey Tournament about a week ago, a championship game. But Wayne City off to a great start here. So we'll get our first look at Wayne City. Also, the Conrad Allen Holiday Tournament schedule has been released. We'll go over that as well. You're listening to Sports Talk, 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com.
Hi, this is Megan Berg with People's National Bank. Do you shop on multiple online websites? Are you tired of having to enter your card number and address for every online purchase? People's National Bank has a solution for you. Visa Checkout allows you to safely shop multiple websites and have multiple shipping addresses with just one username and password. It's simple, speedy, and a safe way to pay online. People's National Bank, member FDIC.
Tomorrow, it means something a little different to everyone. To some, it feels like it's a season away. To others, it's the next whistle to get back in the basketball game. United Mutual Insurance and Grinnell Mutual celebrate our student athletes competing on the hardwood. They embrace the promise tomorrow holds, and we love cheering them to victory. We'll score a three-pointer for insurance protection and service every time. Trust in tomorrow. Contact United Mutual Insurance today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
High school boys basketball Saturday on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com as Fairfield hosts Cesar Valier at the Mule Barn. Our broadcast about 7:30 p.m. Saturday with pregame information. Mules basketball is brought to you by People's National Bank, Garvin Trucking, Fairfield Ready Mix, The Farmer's Daughter, McDowell, Kinslow & Jessup, and Gill Sales & Service. It's the Mules and the Red Devils this Saturday, 7:30 on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com.
You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. Derek Dunn here with you on this Saturday morning, on this Saturday, December 7th. And we're going to hear from head coach Jim Corona of the Wayne City Indians. Mark Turner, he caught up with him following the Indians' win last night over at Grayville, a final score of 100-40. So here's Mark talking with Jim Corona.
Coach, first of all, congratulations on the win. You've got one heck of a ball club.
Worked really hard this summer. We anticipated that this could be a banner year. Not only are they very talented, they're very coachable, and they listen well, and that's a great combination to have. And well, we made some progress this summer, you know, so we knew we were going to be pretty good.
This is a pretty deep ball club as well. You sub in 5-6 guys. You can sub in 4 or 5 guys at a time.
You know, this is my 50th year, and this is the first time that I've had two foreign exchange students. Our two foreign exchange students, one from Italy and one from Belgium, they're on a foreign exchange meeting in Chicago, so we're 12 deep. I've never been 12 deep. I've never had 9 seniors. You know, standard operating rule and when you're coaching is never carry more than 5 seniors. We got 9. So, and they're good kids. And my thing is we script our playing time. So we give them the first half playing time. In other words, you're going in at this time so the kids know. They know when they're going in. They may not agree with when they're going in and how much time they get, but they know. So that's what you got to do when you're that deep. You just can't do it off the cuff. You got to let them know when. And then the second half is we play it by the seat of our pants the second half, depending on foul trouble and so on.
4-1 now on the year. You finished second at the Christopher Tournament, and now you get set. You got a couple of games next week, but you get set for the Connie Allen Tournament, and that's just a great tournament.
Well, it's a good tournament. It's, you know, great teams coming up. I haven't seen very many teams in there. I'll see North Clay, I'll see Woodlawn tomorrow. But I'll see Crab Orchard tomorrow, too. And that's our first opponent. We got Crab Orchard at our place, you know, in the tournament, like you said. So it'll be a great tournament. I love playing that week before Christmas. I don't think – well, usually you play after Christmas. Last year we played December 22nd at Dietrich. I didn't want to be there. The kids didn't want to be there because Christmas was 2 days away. We had every Saturday been busy. So I like playing our Christmas tournament a week early and then giving the kids some time off.
Conrad Allen Tournament, 66th year, one of the longest running in the state. It's one of the best small schools tournaments in the state, I think.
Yeah, our administration does a great job, and it is really good. And they're thinking about it. I don't have anything to say over, but they're thinking about it. There's a couple other teams coming in that are looking, so it could even be bigger and better. But it's a nice tournament.
Let's talk about some of those seniors. You mentioned you had 9 seniors, and that senior cast of characters led by Travis Dickey.
Yeah, Travis, you know, of course, not only was he an all-conference kid, but he's such a great leader, and he tries to get everybody involved. And here's the great thing that most people don't understand. Travis Dickey had 10 points in our Tuesday night ball game. I bet you 90% of the people that left the gym said, "Oh, what's the matter with Dickey? He only had 10 points." But Dickey had a 78 on our defensive chart. That means he had 15 helps. He had 6 or 7 good stops. He had 5 deflections, a 78. If you get a plus on the defense, if you get +1 on the defensive chart, that's good. Dickey has a 78. I've only had one other kid get an 85. So Dickey just... Now, nobody ever even noticed that, but we put that on big letters on the board. Here's Travis Dickey. He could have been hanging his head. He only got 10, couldn't throw it in the ocean, but he just took the role as a senior leadership. And then right along with him, you look at Marcus Durham. He goes 4 for 10, and he misses 6 shots right underneath the basket. He gets a 55 on our defensive chart. He has 13 rebounds. Okay, those are the things that people don't really realize. That's what makes these kids good, you know, because ever since they've been in first grade, how many points you get? Well, I only got 4. What's the matter? Coach don't like you? No. Or how many points you get? Got 42. Did you lose? We lost. Well, that's no problem. You did your job. You got 42. So that's the thing that makes these kids good.
All right. Coach, I want to thank you for the visit, and we will see you down the road. Good luck.
All right, thank you so much.
We'll see you next week at the Conrad Allen Tournament.
And that was Wayne City Indians basketball coach Jim Corona chatting with our own Mark Turner. And Indians won over Grayville last night, 100-40. Indians talked about that big game against Crab Orchard. Let's go ahead and go over the schedule of the Conrad Allen Holiday Tournament here. And I have the schedule in my hand. So, again, this is the 66th annual Conrad Allen Holiday Tournament. I love this tournament. Been there several times over the years in the old gym, the old wigwam, and the new wigwam. And it's a lot of fun. Let me go and tell you about the teams in our respective pools first, and we'll go over the schedule for that. In Pool A, you have Gallatin County, Crab Orchard, Weber, and Wayne City. In Pool B, you have Sisney, Grayville, North Clay, and Red Hill. So here is the schedule for the Conrad Allen Holiday Tournament. On Saturday, December 14th at 12 noon, Sisney will take on Grayville. At 1:30, Gallatin County will face Weber. 3 o'clock, Red Hill versus North Clay, and at 4:30, Crab Orchard take on Wayne City. On Monday, December 16th at 5:30, Sisney will face Red Hill. At 7 o'clock, Weber will take on Crab Orchard, and at 8:30, North Clay versus Grayville. On Wednesday, December 18th, Red Hill versus Grayville. 7 o'clock, Crab Orchard versus Gallatin County, and then at 8:30, Weber versus Wayne City. Then Friday, December 20th, North Clay versus Sisney, and then 7:30, Gallatin County versus Wayne City. Now, the Saturday, December 21st are the trophy games. It's basically, you know, 7th place game be 4th place Pool A, so the team that winds up 4th in Pool A will take on the team that winds up 4th in Pool B. And it goes on down the line. 4:30, the 5th place game. 6 o'clock, the 3rd place game. And at 7:30, the 1st place game. Now, in case you're wondering, I'd like to mention this about the ties in pool play. So let's say there's a tie in the pool play. You have the head-to-head result, the two teams. Second would be the biggest total margin of victory in games in pool with tied teams. 3 would be the best free throw percentage. 4th, the fewest points allowed. Then 5th, coin flip. So that's how they would do it in that order, in order to kind of bust up the tie and pool play, to break up the tie and pool play. So if there ever was a tie and pool play. So that's how they go about it. But it is a great tournament. Again, the 66th annual Conrad Allen Holiday Tournament at Wayne City High School, and a fantastic tournament here in Southern Illinois and even the state. It's a fun tournament, and I've enjoyed going there over the years. Coming up here, we'll go over the sports schedule here for today. Got a couple of broadcasts and also lots of other games happening as well. You're listening to 104.9 WFIW and WFIW Radio.com.
High school boys basketball Saturday on WFIW 104.9 and WFIW Radio.com as Fairfield hosts Cesar Valier at the Mule Barn. Our broadcast about 7:30 p.m. Saturday with pregame information. Mules basketball is brought to you by People's National Bank, Garvin Trucking, Fairfield Ready Mix, The Farmer's Daughter, McDowell, Kinslow & Jessup, and Gill's Sales & Service. It's the Mules and the Red Devils this Saturday, 7:30 on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWRadio.com.
You already know that Citizens National Bank of Albion offers all the latest technologies in banking, like our new mobile wallets. But did you know you can use your mobile phone and even your fitness tracking devices to store your gym memberships, coupon codes, rewards programs, and of course your CMB Visa card, all stored on your mobile wallet? It's fast, secure, and efficient. Tap and pay, scan and go on your mobile or fitness device.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. Derek Dunn here. We're just about ready to wrap up the show. And let's go ahead and take a look here at the sports schedule for today. A couple of broadcasts that we're doing. Junior high girls basketball action. That'll be starting up at 11:30 at the IESA 7-2A State Tournament at Paris High School, as the Edwards County Panthers 7th grade girls basketball team will take on Springfield Calvary. You can hear the game on WOKZ 105.9 and online at NetworkOneSports.com. Also, the Ren Lake Shootout, 7:15 New Hope, will take on Pope County. High school boys basketball action. The Fairfield Mules basketball team, they return to action. They've been off. Actually, they've had several days off since the Capital Classic over there at Red Hill. But this is their first game following the Capital Classic. Fairfield Mules are hosting Cesar Valier. If you recall, last year, Mules took on Cesar Valier on the road. Well, this year, Cesar is coming over to the Mule Barn. 7:30, our broadcast time. You can hear the game on WFIW 104.9 and watch online at WFIWRadio.com. Some tournaments wrapping up, and even got some shootouts as well happening. At the Patoka Shootout, Wayne City will take on St. Elmo Brownstown. At the Carlisle Kaskaskian Classic, trophy games will be played, 7th, 5th, 3rd, and championship games. At the DuCoin Tip-Off Classic, Red Bud take on the host DuCoin. Cairo versus Red Bud, then later on DuCoin versus Massac County. At the Goreville Invitational, Johnston City will face Hamilton County. Hardin County versus Benton, and at Jonesboro versus Goreville, Hamilton County versus Hardin County, Johnston City versus Anna Jonesboro, and Goreville versus Benton. At the Trico Murfreesboro Tournament, 7th, 5th, 3rd place, and championship games will be played. High school girls basketball action. Fairfield Lady Mules got the win yesterday down there in Kentucky. Well, their road trip actually ends today in Kentucky, actually. Their Kentucky road trip ends today, that is. They'll be taking on Madisonville, Kentucky, North Hopkins. Coach Tanya Conrad, I was talking to her about that game, actually Thursday night. Has a couple of nieces that play. They're both seniors for Madisonville, Kentucky, North Hopkins. In fact, this is the last year they're going to be playing down there in Kentucky. So Lady Mules trying to go 2-0 on this Kentucky road trip. College basketball action at 3 o'clock this afternoon. The Illini will be at Maryland to take on the Terrapins. Maryland, a great team this year in the Big Ten. You can hear the game on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. Junior high boys basketball action. The Wayne City Holiday Tournament at 5 o'clock is the Consolation Championship between Blueford and Albion. 6:15 be third place, Woodlawn versus Jasper. And at 7:30, the championship, Sisney versus Center Street. High school wrestling, Fairfield and Mules wrestling. They're at Lawrenceville today. Also, the NBA, Indiana, will be taking on the New York Knicks. In the NHL, St. Louis Blues, they are hosting the Toronto Maple Leafs. Blues off to a great start of the season. That about wraps it up for Sports Talk here on this Saturday, December 7th. We'd like to mention our sponsors for Sports Talk: Fairfield Memorial Hospital, Wainwright Propane, Fairfield National Bank, Fairfield Printing and Graphics, Fairfield Save-A-Lot, Fairfield Banking Company, Vaughn's Tire, People's National Bank, United Mutual Insurance, and Citizens National Bank. We'll thank those sponsors for sponsoring Sports Talk, along with the businesses that sponsor our basketball broadcast this year. If you have the opportunity, thank these businesses in person or come up on the phone and tell them how much you appreciate their sponsorship of these basketball broadcasts here during the winter sports season. So we'd like to thank our sponsors. I'm Derek Dunn. That wraps up here for Sports Talk on this Saturday, December 7th. Have a great Saturday. Have a great rest of the weekend. And we will see you next Saturday here on Sports Talk. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks for listening. Sports Talk has been brought to you by Citizens National Bank, United Mutual Insurance, People's National Bank, Vaughn's Tire, Fairfield Banking Company, Fairfield Save-A-Lot, Fairfield Printing and Graphics, Fairfield National Bank, Wainwright Propane, and Fairfield Memorial Hospital. Sports Talk can be heard every Saturday morning at 9 right here on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. This has been a production of WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com Sports.